You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 19 to 21. So it was, when his master heard the words which his wife spoke to him, saying, "Your servant did to me after this manner," that his anger was aroused. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. The story of Joseph is quite fascinating and touching. When the wife lied to her husband that Joseph attempted to sleep with her, that is one thing we may not notice there. You see, the greatest pain of Joseph was Potiphar. The reason is this: when he came into that house, Potiphar saw the hand of the Lord upon him. The Bible said, and he saw that the Lord was with Joseph. And then he handed over everything to Joseph. How do you think you will feel if you were the one? If they now said concerning you that you now attempted to sleep with that same man who saw the Lord in you and hand over his entire house to you. Look at the reputation of Joseph in the eyes of Potiphar, how it was brought down. How can a man that I thought I saw Jesus in his life, I saw God in his life, how can he be doing this? And how can a man, a slave boy that I bought and I give life, I give opportunity, handed over everything to my house, how is it that he now paid me back this way? That was one of the greatest pain of Joseph. But you see, brethren, you must learn how to live with the misunderstanding of people about your life. You must learn how to live and be happy with people having wrong impression about you. It is not your duty to fix your reputation. It is God's duty. It is not your duty. Your integrity before God is what matters. God knew the integrity of Joseph, but men soiled the reputation of Joseph. But there is also another thing you also need to note. For most people, when they have stood for the Lord and it looked like they are landing from one trouble to another, they give up on God. I've had young ladies say to me, "I've been trusting God for a spouse. He's not coming. I think I'll just go and do something now." You see, that person all along wasn't trusting God. Because look at what the Bible says in verse 21. It says, "But the Lord was with Joseph." The Lord didn't leave him. Brethren, what is most important is God with you? Men may disappoint you. Things may not be working or appear as if it's not working. But the question you should ask yourself is not, are things working? No, what you should ask yourself is God with me? Am I in his purpose? Am I in his will? Is the Holy Spirit at peace with me, or is my conscience being troubled? That is what is most important. Many people will have given up on God at this stage, but not Joseph. He says the Lord was with him. Even in that trouble, even in that challenge, even in that difficulty of life, the Lord was with Joseph. And that is all that matters. Many times you are looking at your problem rather than looking at the presence of God in your life. When you don't look at God, your problem becomes bigger. When you look at God, your problem becomes obscured because you will be seeing God. Brethren, let's learn to see God. Let's learn to trust him. Following Jesus does not mean that everything, humanly speaking, will be going well. Sometimes it can land you in trouble, and big trouble for that matter. And yet, the Lord is with you. This sign, this thinking that, oh, when you have money and you have now built house, you've bought cars, oh, now God has answered your prayer. That is a worldly mindset. The Lord can be with you and you will be suffering. The Lord can be with you and you will be moving from one challenge to another. And yet God is God and God is with you. So have a proper kingdom mindset so that you don't become unnecessarily troubled and depressed, thinking, oh, where is God? I've asked people, is God still on the throne? See, God doesn't need us. We are the one that need him. Without you, he's God. Without you, he's God. Without him, saying you are nothing is an understatement. He remains God forever. No matter what we go through, as long as the Lord is with us, it is well with us. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. Our is livingthrone.org. You can reach us on this phone number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.